You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
People who bear the name of Christ should not act as if they have been baptized with vinegar.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, give us a new look, not just on the outside, but on the inside, impelled and controlled by the love of Jesus Christ, your Son. Make us new, O God, new inside and out, with faith and love that are in your Son, Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. Have you ever noticed how preoccupied many people are with how they look? Pages and pages of magazines and newspapers are devoted to clothes, beauty tips, exercises, and other subjects to serve the interest people have in how they look. This is not going to be a rip-roaring sermon against looking good. I remember that when my mother was over 90 years of age, she always looked good. She dressed neatly, did her hair nicely, and maintained an interest in looking presentable to her friends who came to see her. Clothes certainly do not make the man, or the woman for that matter. But clothes do make a difference. If you're not feeling well and walk around all day in an old bathrobe, clothes will just serve to keep your spirit at a low ebb. Have you ever been dressed up and had someone say to you, "You look sharp today"? It makes you feel good, doesn't it? It perks you up, even though it may not exactly change your life. Being interested in how you look is pretty normal. Becoming preoccupied with how you look can become pretty preposterous. For many years, automobile manufacturers traded on this preoccupation of people with how they look. They had to have the new look with the latest model. Mannequins of Paris and New York trade on the same thing, enticing people to wear the new look. The new look is usually designed to survive only one season. Sometimes it looks forward in a futuristic way, and then again it looks backward in a nostalgic way. Whichever it may be, the new look tries to satisfy the thirst of the world for the new and the novel, the different and the dramatic. It tries to get people to settle for style, cut, and color, what's on the outside, and very often to ignore the material and the cost. What is on the outside is not nearly as important as what is on the inside. We all know that. But still, people are intent upon dressing up the outside and absolutely refuse to redress the inside. Sometimes you get the feeling that they want you to look at them from the outside so that you don't see what is on the inside. They themselves want to look at things from the outside, because they're afraid to look inside, even at themselves. The irony of it all is that when you look at the outside, you can often tell what is on the inside. In the midst of the world's preoccupation with a new look on the outside, let's take a look at the new look inside. Is there any possibility of a new look inside? St. Paul says there is. This is the way it works. The love of Christ controls us because we are convinced that one has died for all. Therefore, all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once regarded Christ from a human point of view, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. I know that sounds to some people like purely religious talk, just that, and nothing more. Look at some religious people, and there's nothing new on the inside. They are just as full of hate and selfishness as everybody else around them. Even though they observe some pieties which you can see from the outside, they are not really changed inside. Can it be that all this talk about the new look inside is just talk? No, said St. Paul, it's not just talk. It's not just an accident. The new look inside is the heart of life outside. It has to do with the material of life and with the cost of life. It is not just show. It is spirit and it is life. As St. Paul said, the spirit and the life are in Christ. The new look with new spirit and new life comes from the love of Christ. It is the love Christ has for you. It is the same love Christ has for me. It's the love Christ has for everyone. Jesus Christ was a real man. This is not fiction. It is history. You don't make Christ a real person by taking away from him what everyone who really knew him said he was, the Son of God and the Savior of the world. You don't turn Christ into a real person by making him just the best man who ever lived, the greatest martyr to the greatest cause that ever was. People who knew Jesus Christ have told us that he was the Son of God who gave his life for all. In him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He is the living Word of God who became flesh and dwelt among us. God made him full of grace and truth. People who came to know Jesus Christ got a new look at God. He is a Father, they said. He is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and he's our Father too. Now we understand the love of the Father, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. From Jesus Christ they learned about the Father, often through simple, understandable stories, providing insights which they never before could grasp or understand. The new look is in Christ. No longer is our knowledge of God dependent upon words about God or merely the experience others have had of God. Now you can really know God in Jesus Christ, the living Son of the living God. In Christ, you see God as he is, with power you could expect only of God, with love that not one of us ever could expect from God, but love that he gives out of the goodness of his heart. The new look at God in Christ produces the new look inside people who have come to know God in Christ. That's what it takes, and that's what it produces. The love of Christ impels us, said St. Paul. St. Paul had not been a man impelled by love, even though he was full of religion and passionately sure that he was serving God by beating people over the head. He came to know Jesus Christ in a remarkable way, and to know God in Jesus Christ. Everything changed. A new look appeared, not just for a season, but for a lifetime, and even for eternity. The only response that Paul could make to Jesus Christ was to believe in him. Believing is not something you do. It's rather the new look that God produces in people like us who come to know him in Jesus Christ. It's like being created again by God. It's like being reborn with a new spirit and a new life. It's baptism in Christ. Paul said, it's like being buried with Christ, only to rise and walk again in newness of life. The new look in Christ is not signaled by a new and different hairstyle or a completely new wardrobe or peculiarly new habits. The newness begins within, where the love of Christ grips you and begins to control and impel you. That first spark of faith that begins to acknowledge and confess, as Paul did, that Christ died for all and that his death was for our sins. You get a new mind and heart when you're convinced that he died for all. It's like dying yourself and rising again. When Christ died, all died. Your name is written on the cross of Christ. He died for you. There's no need to go around anymore trying to put on a good show. You know that Christ died for you. You can be yourself, redeemed by the blood of Christ, forgiven by the grace of God, and having life impelled by the love of Christ. A crucial feature of the modern world is the control room, with a myriad of mysterious powers. In the quiet of a great power plant, there is a control room, controlling light, heat, and power of an immense city. If the control room fails, the lights go out. If all goes well in the control room, the power flows, machines hum, and lights dispel darkness, danger, and fear. The elevators go up and down, and music skims the airwaves. When the control room loses control, everything grinds to a halt, and life itself is often in danger. The crucial spot is the control room. When life gets out of control, it runs amok, like an automobile with a drunken driver crashing over the curb. In Christ, St. Paul found a new control room. He did not make that control room, but it began to control him. The love of Christ controls us, he said, with a certain amount of elation. Not only do you have a whole new look at God through Christ and his love, but you have a whole new and far more reliable controlling influence in your life. His wonderful love. Christ controls us, said St. Paul, removing burdens of guilt, stretching hope and confidence beyond the boundaries of even space and time into eternity itself, handling our motives and our outlook and our relationship with others, enlivening new desires and inspiring new actions of which we are never capable before. Paul said that he did not even look at Christ from that old human point of view, which tries to make him out to be someone just like everyone else. The fact is, he said, I don't even look at other people that way anymore since I've come to know Christ. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. The new look in Christ produces a new outlook on everything and everyone around you. No longer are people just another part of the mass of humanity. People are not numbers, nameless and neutral. They are not potential threats nor candidates for self-service. They don't look that way anymore after you come to know Christ. Paul said, Christ died for all, that those who live by faith in Christ no longer live for themselves alone, but for Christ, who for their sakes died and rose again. He is Lord, and that makes everything look new. Why shouldn't it look new? You don't have to write back and forth for 5 months in order to get an answer to your problem. You can go directly to the controller of the universe. You can tell God himself about your wants and needs, your troubles and your hurts. You have this promise from Christ himself that God will listen. He promises, I will help you. When the answer comes, it will be filled with love. It may not always be the answer you were looking for, but it will always be filled with love. People who bear the name of Christ and have been baptized into the name of Christ should not act as if they have been baptized with vinegar. Christ's people are baptized with water. Water cleanses. It gives life. To be a pious person, you don't have to be a sourpuss. You don't have to walk around looking like 7 days' rain as if you were mad at the whole world. You can worship God with joy. You can serve God with gladness. You can live with love for God and for others. God is love. He gave his Son. Jesus Christ is love. He died for all. He forgives all. Now, my friend, let the love of Christ control you. Live by faith in him and learn to love him. Remember this. It's not your love for him that controls you, but his love for you. You don't have to depend on yourself when you can depend upon him. The love of Christ controls those who have trust in him and love for him. He died for all, that those who live by faith and love toward him live no longer for themselves, but for him who for their sakes died and rose again. It's a wonderful thing, the new look in Christ. It's real can be. It's what people experience who come to know Christ. It's like dying and rising again from the dead. Coming to know the love of Christ, this man Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. It's the new look, not just on the outside, but on the inside. You can see it on the outside, but it is there inside. The love of Christ controls us and impels us on the inside. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. It's not just for a season, but it is at great cost. The death of Christ himself and his resurrection from that death. It is forever and ever. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come forever and ever.